Hey. I know it's late. I just wanted to talk to you. No, everything's fine. I couldn't sleep. And I thought maybe you might be up. I know I shouldn't be calling you, but I'm all alone. You know how I get. I can't stop thinking, and you always know how to quiet my brain. And besides, I missed you. No, I know. I know what you said before. And don't worry. I get why we can't see each other anymore. With the way things tend to just sort of happen whenever we're together. I know. I just want to talk. There's nothing wrong with talking. Let me guess. You're sitting on the couch, not really watching anything, looking at the same options, but never making a choice. Right? Just passing time. Because you can't sleep either. Because I know you. That's why. I always know you. So how about I keep you company? It's been a while, hasn't it? I can help you pass the time. And maybe you can ease my mind a little bit in the process. Oh, there isn't anything wrong with talking to a friend, is there? We're not breaking any rules or anything. Just one friend keeping another friend company. Perfectly innocent conversation. What do you mean? I can't just have an innocent conversation? What's that supposed to mean? I do not. Just because every time we've seen each other in the past, we ended up having sex, doesn't mean a phone conversation is going to end the same way. I do have some self-control, you know. You make it sound like it's all my fault. If anything, we both have our faults. We both can't help ourselves. Every time we're alone. I don't know why. It just happens. Nobody plans it. Like last time. We just happened to cross paths. I didn't even know you were going to be at the party. You ended up giving me a ride home. Neither of us planning on anything as far as that. We talked the whole ride. I felt so comfortable. It's all right. Then we pulled up outside my place. even make it out of the car. One moment we're saying goodnight. The next we're in your back seat. I'm moaning your name. That was a pretty good night. What? What? I am not. I'm just reminiscing and I'm stretching. It's not my fault most of our memories involve a and us fucking. I can talk about other things, but what's the fun in that? Oh, come on. All right. I'm joking. You think you know me so well, don't you? For all you know, I'm sitting in my living room too, wearing comfy pajamas and watching Netflix. Then again, I could be laying on my bed, wearing nothing but black lace thong, sliding my fingers underneath slowly. Rubbing my pussy. I'm just teasing. Or am I? Oh, I know I'm bad. I can't help but enjoy teasing you. I don't know why. Maybe I just like the thought of making your cock hard. Maybe I want to turn you on so much that you just can't help but handle things yourself. Well, would that be so bad? I mean, it's not like you're touching me. Even though that might be what I really want. It's been so long since I felt your hands on my body. But like I said, we're just talking. There's no harm in a little conversation. Right? And if I can't help what your voice does to me, it's not my fault. You can't control what I do. At least. Not from all the way over there. Just like if you were to pull out that big, hard cock, slowly starting to stroke it. That wouldn't be my fault, would it? If you couldn't help but run your hand up and down your shaft. It's not like you're thinking about me, wishing that it were my lips wrapped around your cock as it slides in and out of my warm mouth. If you were, though, Just the thought of running my tongue in circles over your head, before sliding my lips down the base. No. What would make you think that? Okay, fine. And what's wrong with that? You are too. Oh? Because I know how you sound. I can almost see it. You slowly stroking your cock. Straining not to make a sound. You're stroking it for me. Aren't you, baby? Don't deny it. God. Oh, I wish I could see it. You're pumping your fist. Gripping tightly around that cock. And you're imagining it's my lips gripping you, aren't you? Which are you picturing? My hot little mouth? Or my tight little pussy? Yeah? You want my pussy, baby? I want you to get your hand nice and slick for me, okay? Yes. Now wrap those fingers around that shaft. Yes. Don't start stroking yet. I want you to make long, slow strokes in time with me. Okay, baby? And I want you to picture my warm pussy gripping your cock as it slides in and out of me. You ready, baby? Six. Does that feel good, baby? I'm fucking myself with my fingers. I wish it was your hard cock. Fuck, I wish you were buried deep inside of me. Now, stroke a little faster. Yeah, that's it. Stroke for me. Yes. How bad do you want me? Oh God, I want you so bad. Keep going, baby. Faster. Yes. Pump that cock for me. Yes. Yes. God, it feels so good. You feel so fucking good. God. Come for me, yes. I want you to come with me, please, please. Yes, I want you to come so hard. Stroke hands, yes. Imagine you pounding into me, yes. Yes. Oh my god. Yes. I'm so close. Fuck. 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 guess you were right. I guess we can have an innocent conversation. It's like I said, things just happen. Well, neither of us are really all that innocent anyway. But that's okay. Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. Well, I think that's just really what we both needed, wasn't it? I think we both can get some sleep now. Maybe I'll call you again tomorrow night? Keep you company? Alright. Talk to you later. Good night.